Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
Die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Now the word of the Lord came to us fresh in the second service by the Spirit of prophecy. We declared what the Lord has inspired in my heart and spoken to me as the word for the month of August 2025. How many of you are thankful to be brought into August 2025? Are you grateful? Thank you, Lord. And so we declared that word, and that word is that this is the month of divine order and divine establishment. So turn to your neighbor and say, this is our month of divine order and divine establishment. Now, I have quite a short time in this service to share with us. So I won't go back to the foundation that was laid in the second service. And I pray that everybody gets the message for the second service. There is this foundation. So I want to move a little further because, praise the Lord. In the second service, I will focus on talking about the divine establishment and why it is necessary for God to set us in order and in the divine establishment. Because when God wants to do a new thing, he has to build a new structure. Something's going to come into your life in a new way. Anytime you see God setting certain things in order, something huge is about to happen. Anytime. So I used an illustration, and maybe I'm going to use that. When you are putting up a building, and you see people digging the ground, laying the foundation, and they start putting, you know, setting the columns, the pillars, and they start blinding, building up, and then after a while, they do the DBC, the DPC. When you see the DPC done, and you're standing on it, you say you're standing on a foundation. Is that right? And when you see that, you know a building is going up. Now, while you're standing on the DPC, you know that is the ground floor. Suddenly you notice that's a level. That the workers now continue and they put up pillars again. They are setting up the columns again. They are raising the blocks. They are setting up their beams. And then, by the time they finish casting, you notice that they are putting their planks again. What it means is that they are not building a bungalow. It means the building is going up. Whenever you notice a restructuring, God is about to lift you higher. Once God starts reordering your life, resetting your life, it means he's getting ready to release something. He's putting the pillars that can carry the weight of glory that is coming. He's setting the pillars that can carry the weight of the glory that is coming. There is a glory coming. And God wants to use this moon to prepare you for it. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. Christ in us is the hope of glory. The expectation of glory. How many of you are expecting glory in your life? There are people that are expecting accidents. There are people that are expecting death. There are people that are expecting bad news. Every time something happens, they see a call, they are expecting to hear something wrong. But I'm telling you something. God has a word for you. You won't hear that bad news. Nothing is going to go wrong this year. And all things are working together for your good. The expectations of the righteous. Where is it? It's called the hope of glory. Christ in us. The expectations of the righteous. Somebody say, I expect glory! I'm expecting my latter to be glorious more than my former. I'm expecting things to get better. I'm expecting my light to shine brighter. I'm expecting my glory to shine brighter. And if you're expecting to go higher, then allow the Lord to restructure you. It takes a new wineskin to contain a new wine. When God wants to set you into a new realm, move you into new dimension, He starts preparing the wineskin. That's where He starts restructuring, putting things back into order. Somebody say, I hear. Give God praise if you're getting it. So you better go there, because there's a lot of declarations that were made and I would like you to receive it. Now, I want to focus on, there are different ways that God establishes a believer. But for the purpose of what God has this month for us, we are going to focus on three of them. How God establishes us. How God establishes us. So we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, that the God of all grace, who has called us to His eternal glory, after we may have gone through trials, gone through issues, gone through pain, suffered for a while, perfect. The King James says, make you perfect, which is the accurate, because when you get to the original Greek, is katatizo humas katatizo. Make you perfect. Katatizo humas perfect. Perfect. Then he says, establish. The Greek word there is sterizo. Somebody says sterizo. Come on, say sterizo. It means to set you steadfastly. You are set steadfastly. Firm and immovable. Firm and immovable. When you are setting and you're putting up pillars and beams that will carry a structure, you want it strong. You know whether you want to use a 16 mm, whether you want to use a 20 mm. Well, depending on the weight you want it to carry, that's how you determine how many rods, how you're going to, whether you're going to make it double rods. So that the thing can carry the weight is whatever weight is on it is set. And that when it's done well, that building, they tell you this bridge, this building can last for 100 years before you can do anything on it. Because there is a sterizo that has gone on there. Then strengthen and settle. Kai. The day you understand divine settlement, that's the day the issue of rising and falling ceases in your life. God brings you to a place, He settles you there. It means to be grounded, rooted. You're settled. And that's the prayer we're going to be praying. But my focus is, how does God now establish us? The first one is by divine order. He begins to work in our hearts to bring us into order. He sets things in order. Things will stop happening and you'll stop living your life anyhow, anyway. The grace of God will begin to work in your heart. You see, the scripture says, for it is God who works in us. Say with me, God is at work in me. Come on, shout it louder. Say, God is at work in me. It is God who works in us both to what will. You begin to notice that your will is consistent with his will. And to do, not just to will, but to do, to act for his good pleasure. For his good pleasure. I prophesy over someone today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your life will be consistent with God's will and purpose. Your life will never again go contrary to what God has planned for you. Your life will be lived for the glory of the Lord and for the pleasure of the Lord. Whatever force or spell that has caused you to spiral out of order, to swerve you away from the path that God has ordained for you, is broken now. That hold over your emotions, that hold over your will, that hold over your mind is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and say, Father, my heart is open. Continue to realize your claim on my life. That which you have destined me for. That which you have ordained for me. That which you have ordained for my glory. Let it be manifest in my life. Even now, let my life follow divine order in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare whatever was out of order in the name of Jesus be restored back to order. Any area of my life, any aspect of my life, any area in my family that was out of order, in the name of Jesus, be restored back to order. The Lord just told me that he released how many? 33 marriages now. 33. That's what he told me. And there is a reordering. When God settles you, you will know the difference between wedding and marriage. Some people are working for wedding. God is settling people in godly homes. Some people get excited about the idea of how their wedding will be. Start getting excited about the idea of a godly home. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? When we get into next service, Church for Pros, where we deal with supernatural finances, get ready for settlement. Get ready. Get ready. I know how these things work. I've seen them, and I'm learning more how they work more because we're increasing knowledge. So number one is by order. Somebody say order. I'm going to talk about it a little. Number two is by decrees. By decrees of authority. By order. Number two is by decrees of authority. When a storm was raging, the seas and the waves billows, threatening, Jesus was sleeping. His disciples in the boat were afraid for their lives. And that's how it is in the storms of life. Life creates storms. And there can be storms in life and things. Hey, this one happened. Hey, before the person is through with this news, another one happened. From one issue to another. When the person wants to settle, another thing will happen. On Wednesday, we talked about people who have just been fighting and fighting. Their Christian experience is from one fight after another. They can't remember enjoying rest roundabout. They can't remember. is from one battle, one warfare after another. And that ought not to be. And they woke up Jesus. And they say, Master, don't you care that we perish? How can there be so much storm like this and you're sleeping? And Jesus looked at them and said, oh, you of little faith. He called it a faith issue. And he looked at the sea. And the Bible said he rebuked the wind and commanded the sea to be still. He didn't talk to God. You don't decree to God. You send decrees over creation and over devils. That's how it is. He rebuked the wind and commanded this. So, you want to bring back order into your life, you must know how to operate in faith and power to make decrees. And the Bible says the wind stopped and the sea became still. And they marveled, what manner of man is this? The storms that have been raging and all the noise that has been in your life or in your family. So many of us have grown to the place where we are enjoying the blessings of the knowledge of God's will. We are growing in the world, so the devil cannot mess up our lives. But sometimes he's trying to mess up the lives of people that when he touches them, it affects us. Because we are connected to them, both emotionally and in different ways. It's time to understand how to reestablish order in your family. By decrees. Job chapter 22, verse 28. Put it on. First, please. Job 22, verse 28. I will give it to me from the King James. I like the King James version of it. So it's declared, but the real thing about that Hebrew word is decree. Yes. Everybody read and read out loud. One more time. You know, one of the meaning of establish, it means to form, to institute. You want something to form and to be instituted, you decree. It comes by decree. You shall decree a thing. This is not the months of tears. This is not the months of complaints. This is not the months of talking like timid, fearful unbelievers who do not know their God. They that know their God shall be strong. This is the month of standing on your faith and decreeing a thing. If you will decree it, if you look at verse 29, put verse 29 and let's look at it. When men are what? You will now decree their is. No matter what's happening in this country, decree what God is saying. Decree. Stop saying, stop wasting food. Don't you know that things are very expensive in Nigeria? Don't you know that? No, don't do that. Don't do that. Tell the person, don't waste food. That's the character of the poor. That's laziness. Wastefulness is laziness. Rich men maximize whatever they have. Did you hear what I said? It's the poor people that are wasteful. They waste time. They waste opportunities. They waste resources. They waste relationships. They waste things. People that waste have a poor value system. There is poverty in their mindset. Wastefulness is a function of poverty. When we get to the fourth service, we'll see more. You tell the persons, if they like, let the prizes roll to the. That if they like, let the prizes hit the roof. We'll go higher. As I'm talking to you now, if you see the projects God is doing here, nobody is sweating, sir. They just reached me as I saw the text message. Say, Pastor, the workers said they want to keep working because I was on site on Friday and put fire on them. Said they, and everybody's working with deadline. The LWC, that 1,500 seater on Old Ineck Road, is, as we are talking, the work is going on. Every week, millions are being put there. Work, no noise. A lot of pastors don't even know. No noise. No noise. How much is this? They said to me, say, Pastor, we need to get bamboos to get the scaffolds up. I said, how much? He said, bamboos are now 1,000 something. I said, what? Bamboos alone? And then the Lord reminded me. I said, we go higher. No matter how it goes, I get bigger. Nothing makes the lion eat grass. Nothing makes the lion eat grass. When you're a king, you're a king. We only dance to the tunes of kings. We only speak the language of kings. We don't beg. We are never in fear. We decree. Somebody say, we decree. Stop disturbing God about certain things. The authority, the Bible said he has made us priests and kings unto our God. I am a royal priesthood. You're a king and a priest. Are you not a royal priesthood? Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4. It says, where the word of a king is, there is what? Where the word of a king is, there is what? I'm not hearing you from the gallery at the back. There is what? I'm not hearing you, those of you on the overflow. There is what? Where the word of a king is, there is what? This is the month of exercising authority. Every raging storm in my family, be still. Every devouring mouth, every devouring hand, be still and be removed from me. If you're experiencing losses, it's the work of a devourer. Stop talking to God and rebuke the devil. Asking God to handle the devil for you is a prayer that won't be answered. You will be praying that prayer for too long and you won't see any change. The authority to put the devil in his place is no longer what God exclusively kept to himself. He delegated it to you as a believer. It's now in your hands. To handle the devil on earth is not God's responsibility. It's my responsibility. In my name, you will cast out devils. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I give you authority over every power of the devil to trample on snakes and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Divine insurance. Don't be afraid. He has not given us the spirit of timidity. He has not given us the spirit of fear. Lift your hands and say, my fear is gone. Say, because my faith in Christ is intact. Is there anybody that has certain things to decree over? I'm going to give you time. But write the third one. Three ways we are going to be focusing on. And during the PEP, we will delve more into them. The PEP is themed apostolos. And for a reason, because of the third one. How God establishes us by apostolic mandate. 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 I won't talk about that one today. Between Wednesday and Friday. By 5 p.m. we are going to be here. For those of you who are new in LAM, we have what we call prophetic emphasis program. Every month, God speaks to us and gives us a word, a direction for that month. Then we consecrate and set apart the first Wednesday to Friday of every month. The first Wednesday to Friday of every month. And then we fast. And then we congregate here by 5 p.m. as a church for those 3 days. And then we get to know more about what God is saying. And then we pray. And then we declare. And then we commit our months. And receive unusual grace for that month. Anybody that operates that system in LAM knows he never has a better last month. That's how. I don't have a better last month. No man shall be prevailed by his own strength. By strength shall no man prevail. It is the mercy of God. It's not of him that wills. It's not of him that runs. But of him that shows. So you humble yourself, the Bible says, under the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? So before I leave you this morning, I would like you to stand on your feet. Let's do some business for a minute. As the word of God was, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. As the word of God was going forth, are there things that in your spirit you knew must come into order? Let all things, somebody say all things. This is the will of God. Be done decently. That word decently means excellently. And what? Give me the King James version of it. First, please. The King James version, please. Okay, find me the one that uses excellently. I think NIV will find it. Let all things be done decently. And what? In order. Now, how many of you want to see excellence in certain areas of your life? How many of you want to see order in certain areas of your life? How many of you want to see yourself established? You're no longer tossed to and fro, dangling. Sometimes this happens, sometimes. How many of you want to see it? Now, I want you to begin. Two things we're going to do. We're going to pray in the spirit furiously, because this has to happen fast. So there's going to be an activation furiously. And as you pray in the spirit, and I'm going to tell you, prophesy, meaning decree. When I tell you, begin to decree. Don't talk to God. Just stand and decree in the name of Jesus. Begin to now decree what you want to see in those areas. Don't talk to God. If there are places that the Spirit of the Lord has given you discernment, and you sense that there are activities of demons trying to mess up and hinder things in that place, decree and use your authority. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, I'm sorry for you if you keep quiet, because the way you write your ticket with God, the way you sign your check with God is with your tongue. If you keep quiet, you shut down your destiny. Open your mouth everywhere. Everywhere. All over the gallery, the overflow. Don't let anybody distract you. Pray in the spirit. Come on, stir up the gift of God in you. Stir up the gift of God in you. We are about to put things in order. You're watching me online. This is not the time to watch. This is the time. This is the time to stir up. Stir up yourself in the anointing. Stir up. Stir up yourself in the grace of God. Lego Shadaya. Le pregetosha te. Le pregetosha. Le bayakate. Libre de sundelibre daha. Le bora sundeliga. Le
Borizota, le bayande son de libre gede, lo sate, libro de son de libra, la gadeco, ligeru shakata, laba. Now stretch forth your hands and begin to decree, let there be light. Wherever darkness was reigning, let there be light. Let there be light. Light be. Light of salvation, shine. Light of order and excellence, shine. Light of prosperity, shine. Light of divine health, shine. Light of victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let there be light. Light. Light of liftings, of supernatural prosperity. Let there be light. Decree. Decree. Every raging storm in my life, around my family, be still. Be still. Every raging storm, be still. Every raging storm, be still. Rebuke the devil. Rebuke the devil. Rebuke the devil. Take authority. Begin to declare, in the name of Jesus, our works are established. My life is established. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Declare it. Declare it. In the name of Jesus.
Hey! Mayakatai. Yes, Lord. Lift your hands and thank Him. Lift your hands and thank Him. Proverbs. Lift your hands. Proverbs 16, verse 3. NIV. Okay, First New King James. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Just bless Him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. New King James, please. Hold that, neighbor. This is what we are going to be doing in PEP. New King James, please. Where are these guys? Read. One to go. Commit your works to the Lord. How many of you want to see your plans established? Another word for established means it is successful. Your plans will succeed. Your dreams will succeed. This month, go with God. Go in the might of His strength. Go in the strength of His grace. Don't do it leaning on your own understanding. That's why these 3 days, no matter what you have to do this week, make those sacrifices. 5 o'clock, you're here. By Wednesday, I'm till Friday. Don't let, because we know how to go with grace. Give me the NIV of it. Because that's the blessing that is on my spirit, on my lips. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. This is not to excite you. This is God's word. Lift your hands everywhere. To the God of all grace, this month of August, I decree and declare, you are made perfect. You are established. The Lord my God strengthens and settles you. And your thoughts are established. Your plans succeed. Your righteous desires succeed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give Him praise everywhere. Oh, do you know how to praise the Lord in the house? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tell everybody congratulations, congratulations. It's a moment of divine order and divine establishment.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.